Hello, good afternoon once again. My name is Mac Kelly in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Beginning in December of this year, the federal government is going to automatically enroll eligible men ages 18 to 25 in the Selective Service System. Officials say the change will eliminate the need for individuals to register on their own, instead using existing government records to complete the process. This update is intended to streamline registration, improve compliance, and reduce the number of missed signups. Authorities emphasize that the change does not signal the return of the military draft. The U.S. Armed Forces remain an all-volunteer force. Aspire Rural Health System hosted its annual Hunting for Health event. This happened on March 20th and the 21st at Rooster Ranch in Ubley, where more than 95 hunters and community members took part in a European-style pheasant hunt. Proceeds are going to benefit prostate cancer awareness and care. And that's a program that provides screenings for uninsured residents and financial assistance for those undergoing treatment. Foundation Director Stephanie Langenberg says the community support helps expand access to care while raising awareness. The program offers eligible patients $500 in assistance every 6 months. To qualify, individuals simply have to be uninsured and living in Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. April 9th marked a big, major step for plans to build a new ice arena right here in Bad Axe, as the building had arrived earlier than expected. Project leaders say the early delivery puts the effort ahead of schedule. They also credit strong community support and donations for helping the project move forward, bringing the long-envisioned arena closer to becoming a reality. Well, out of Saginaw County, a nearly two-year-old homicide investigation has led to the arrest and the shooting death of retired Bay City teacher, 23-year-old Bryce Rowley of Swartz Creek. He'd been charged with multiple offenses, including open murder in connection with the death of 80-year-old John Strachan, who was a former math teacher at Bay City Western High School. Fatally shot while driving along I-75 near the Holland Road exit in Buena Vista Township during the early morning hours of May 17th of 24. The investigators at the time indicated the shooting was not random, but few additional details were released. According to court records, surveillance footage placed Rowley and Strachan together prior to the shooting, and cell phone data reportedly showed the two were in close proximity at the time of the incident. The case remained unsolved for nearly 2 years before the recent arrest. Rowley had previously faced charges in a separate Saginaw shooting months after Strachan's death, though those charges were later dismissed following a preliminary hearing in the Strachan case. No motive has been publicly identified. We go into national news, and buying a car a little bit more difficult now, as vehicle ownership has long been a big part of the American dream. However, it's getting a lot harder these days for some buyers as automakers pare back cheaper models to chase well-heeled customers who can afford the big loaded pickups and SUVs. New vehicles now list for an average of $50,000. Now that is up 30% in just the last 6 years. That is leading more consumers to loans that spread the cost over as much as 7 years. Meanwhile, the used market has its challenges. The number of vehicles listed for less than $30,000 dropped sharply in the past 5 years. The challenge of buying a car is part of rising concerns about affordability throughout American life. The first astronauts to visit the moon in more than half a century are back home. Artemis II's crew of four emerged from their lunar capsule after a splashdown in the Pacific last night and were flown by helicopter to the Navy's recovery ship. Three Americans and One Canadian set a distance record for space travel during their lunar flyby, surpassing NASA's Apollo 13. Artemis II's astronauts didn't land on the moon, of course. We all know this. It didn't even orbit. Instead, they ducked behind the moon's far side and captured views never before seen by the human eye, along with a total solar eclipse. A finicky toilet was on the fritz, and that seemed to be their biggest problem while they were up in space. Three people have been found stabbed in a major New York subway station. Police say the incident happened this morning at the 42nd Street Grand Central Station. Officers responding to an emergency call encountered a man with a machete. Police say the man was shot and taken to the hospital at that time. He was in critical condition. However, Mayor Mandani said later that the suspect had died. The police commissioner there said the victim sustained injuries that were not thought to be life-threatening. Travelers have been advised to avoid that station. That's a quick look at your news. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net. And let's take a quick look at your temperature.